Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So Maureen is looking for a second date update with a guy named Chad. Hey, Maureen, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Not bad. Thanks for coming on. Let's see if we can't get you a second date with Chad.
Yeah, I mean, he's great. We met at a friend's holiday mixer. And my friend is one of those people who's all, like, in love. And, you know, she wants everyone to date all of her friends. She's always hooking people up. So every year she brings everyone together. And, like, her husband's pretty tolerant of the whole situation. So he invites, like, his single friends. And, you know, a lot of them are, like, hot.
Nice.
They have hot friends.
Can I come to this party? I want to come to this party.
Yeah, they've got jobs.
So. They're hot and they have jobs. Wow.
Yeah. But he, like, basically hooks you up, and then he doesn't like the whole matchmaking thing, so he just pieces out. But I went on a date with one of his friends, but he won't let me know what happened. Like, I know he's talking to this guy, and he won't tell me what's happening.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm super frustrated. Huh. Yeah, so we went out to dinner. We met at the mixer. He's charming, like, super charming. We both work in marketing, so we're just talkers naturally and just, like, chemistry and fireworks and all that. I don't know what happened. We had a really good time, and it felt really sincere and genuine, and we went back to my house. He just came in for a bit to use the bathroom, meet my dog, and then he just bounced, and I never heard from him again. I've texted him, but he hasn't texted me back.
And you said all he did was come in and use the bathroom.
Yeah, he came in. My house is clean. Like, my dog is cute.
Okay.
You know, no granny panties anywhere. Like,
right. The dog didn't attack him or pee on his leg or...
Yeah, none of that. Like, you know, I'm pretty good with the dog hair. I don't get it. We both are just like, you know, we really jived, and it just, I haven't heard from him. I don't know what's up.
So when he left your place, what was that vibe like?
It was kind of weird. I don't know if maybe he wanted to, like, spend the night. But I pretty much told him in so many words, like, you know, wasn't going to kind of go down like that. I wanted to, you know, when you like a guy, you don't want to, like, bang him on the first date. So, you know, he hugged me and, you know, was kind of stiff. He gave me a quick kiss and just left.
Huh. And you haven't heard a thing from him since then?
Nothing. Okay. Radio silence.
And I think you said you sent him a couple of texts?
Yeah, I've been texting him. And, like, you know, bringing up cute jokes from, like, our date and stuff like that. But nothing. So I just gave up. I don't want to look like a jerk.
So the next best thing is to call us and let's just make it public. Let's go. Let's go.
What do you have to lose,
done?
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Then we'll do just that. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll call Chad and see what the story is. See if we can't get Maureen a second date with Chad, or at least... get some kind of explanation. As Second Date Update continues next on Cincinnati's Q102. Okay, so Maureen met Chad at a holiday mixer. They went out to dinner, which turned out to be a great date. They seemed to really be jiving after the dinner date. They did go back to her place, but he just went in to use the bathroom. I guess when he was dropping her off, he didn't stay the night, but he did go in to use the bathroom and meet her dog. Then things seemed kind of weird when he left. So we've been theorizing, well, maybe the dog didn't like him. Nope, that's not it. Maybe her place was a mess. Nope, that's not it. And it's been radio silence since he walked out of there that night. What'd you say? He just gave you a quick kiss and was out of there, huh?
Yeah, just sort of like a quick sort of very chase sort of peck and then bounced.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and call Chad and see if we can get to the bottom of his ghosting.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Chad, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Chad, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you?
I'm okay. This is Jeff and Jen.
Yes,
right?
Sir. Everybody's here. Jen, Fritch, Tim.
Hi.
Hi.
Morning.
Okay, you're the second date update people.
We're the second date update people. That's right.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, I'm just going to be... straight up. I mean, I'm not into publicly humiliating people, so I'm actually not, you know, the biggest fan of you guys, I guess, since I feel like you kind of do that a lot for your living. So,
oh, gosh. No. We don't. That's not what we're about. We're not into humiliating people. That's not what we do here. We're just trying to get some kind of closure, maybe an explanation. I mean, if you don't want to go out with Maureen, that's okay. But she just wants to know why we have her on the line right now.
Oh, gosh.
Does it have to involve humiliating her?
No. I mean, I don't know.
Is this something that you think will humiliate her?
No, I guess this ranks pretty low on the humiliation scale, so I'll just fess up.
Okay.
So I'll admit, like, I'm a little bit of a clean freak and, like, a little bit of a, I don't know, like, OCD kind of germaphobe person.
Okay.
You know, before I seriously date or sleep with someone, like, I kind of, without even really thinking about, I mean, I just sort of have to make sure they live up to certain cleanliness kind of standards, you know?
Right.
So I went over to, we went, after this date, I went back to her house and I met, like, her dog and stuff. And I went into her bathroom and I lifted the lid to use the toilet. And it very clearly had not been cleaned in a long time, in a while, or someone recently had just really gone to town.
Okay.
In the toilet. I mean, she lives alone, so.
Got it.
There was some kind of incident there. It was everywhere. And so I just couldn't deal with, I couldn't deal with it. And I left.
Well, I'm glad we're not humiliating anyone.
Right. Exactly. I mean, there's worse. I suppose
that's true.
Hey, you know, there's
okay.
A book. Everybody poops.
Well, Chad, Maureen asked us to call you. And as I mentioned, she is on the line with us. Maureen, going to give you a chance to respond here.
Wow. Well, that is embarrassing. I don't know what to say. I'm not going to defend my poop habits. I've been pretty regular and normal for a while, so I can't speak to that. But, I mean, we've had some girls over lately with some wine nights. I don't know if they're all girls, but I don't think they had an issue.
I mean, sometimes if you never lift that.
That's what I was going to say. I have friends that are women. And
when
we first started hanging out over at their apartment, I did the same thing that this guy just did.
You lifted that seat.
Because I didn't want to pee all over the seat because this is where ladies live. So I'm going to do the right thing and lift the seat. And then there was a discovery. And I'm blunt. And my friends know that. And I just said, hey, I just cleaned your bathroom for you. Might want to lift
it. That was nice.
Might want to lift it here and there. And just they're like, well, we're so sorry. We never even lifted. So we weren't even aware that that was an issue.
Yeah.
And now there's a bottle of cleaning product right next to that toilet. So
every time
I go there.
You go over.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Are you looking for a date?
Yeah, right. So now his friends refer to Tim as the bathroom Nazi.
Oh, God. That's funny.
Well, I just didn't know. So now it's in there, you know.
It's just weird to me that that's not part. I don't know. I've lived by myself a long time, and I did live by myself
a
long
freak.
Time.
I can't believe that's the reason that he wouldn't go out with me again.
Well, I suppose that's a good sign that you're not all that embarrassed if you don't think it's worth, you know, getting that worked up over.
Yeah.
But, Chad, that really, like, skeeved you out so much that you wouldn't consider a second date with Maureen?
I mean, it was really rough. I don't think
I don't think I'm going to go on a second date with him, and I can't believe he was such a you guys. You're good people and don't deserve that.
Well, we appreciate that, but we don't have to hate on him just because of that. That's all right. I mean, I think people mistake us. There are shows that do call people and humiliate them in fairness to him, so I can understand why he might have that taste in his mouth. But Chad, honestly, I mean, if you knew us, it's not what we set out to do. Sometimes they do result in embarrassing situations like this awkward conversation that we're having right now. But Maureen seems to be handling herself pretty well, I think. Right, Maureen?
Yeah. Everybody poops.
That's right. That's right. So funny.
Just like the book, Jen said.
Yeah. And listen, you know, if you're skeeved out and you saw something that you can't get out of your head, we get it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have two words for you. Clee litter.
Ew, now that's enough.
That's a whole nother
second
date update.
People are still scarred from that second date update.
Mm-hmm. Still getting inquiries on that one. But Chad, we do appreciate you not only taking the call, but talking to us and going through this with us.
Yeah, appreciate thank it. You. Appreciate your honesty.
All right, thank you. Sorry, I was a little, not so nice at first.
Totally fine.
Yep.
And Maureen, let us know if you need anything else.
Set me up with Tim.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm taken, but I'll clean your toilet anytime you need me to. Just have the wine ready.
You got it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks so much. Take it easy, Maureen.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. You need us to make a call for you. It's quite simple. Just send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.